The Reverend just made a comment about how the world was insane, and I'm appalled and insulted by that statement because they are participating in the insanity.
Oh, no, ma'am, no.
No, no, you let, listen, listen. You let me, okay, let me finish.
Let the lady finish,
Pastor. Let me finish, and then I will let you talk.
I want to be able to say something after she does.
Do you really feel that Jesus wants to be portrayed in that aspect?
What aspect?
The aspect of your play.
I got people lining up that want to catch the smoking Jesus.
But you know something?
Because I'll tell you something.
You've made it a circus,
you ever
sir.
Been to a wedding and seen the crazy-ass broads trying to catch a bouquet?
And you know
you
something?
See
let me tell you something.
Trying to catch that smoldering Jesus.
And let me tell you something. You tell me that you're a man of God and the cursing that
you're
using.
Yeah, the language you're using, Pastor.
Oh, come on. Everybody, just loosen your girdle
no,
up a little
honey,
bit.
No, honey, that's not the way it is.
I want to tell you something. I get on my knees every night and pray to God that I'd be a better man and a better leader and a better shepherd of his soul.
Well, are you listening to the advice that he
Don't
tells you?
Don't you think that Jesus wants to fly into the arms of his people? Don't you think that if he were on fire, smoldering and flying through the air, he wouldn't want somebody catching him?
Yeah,
that's
but I got to...
That's not the story, Reverend, and I will add this. Anyone can be a reverend,
but
are you God called? Let me tell you something.
Now, let me ask you, watch Hee-Haw. God didn't tell you to do that, did he? The reason
what?
I use crude, I said you watch Hee-Haw, but Jesus didn't tell you to do that, did he?
I don't watch Hee-Haw.
Oh, come on.
Who are you, sir?
Ma'am, who am I? My name is William Rennick. I was called before Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb.
And you're going to have to answer
people.
To Jesus Christ.
Well,
Anyone, Reverend Rennick, that you lead astray because of this ridiculous play.
You got smoke coming out of Jesus' rectum, as you put it.
All right.
You know what? I mean, I wish every American citizen right now would pray for this man and his church because I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. It literally breaks my
heart. Oh, come on. Are you telling me your life is that empty that this breaks your heart? Some smoldering plastic Jesus right here?
I feel so sorry that you all are led down such a wrong path.
I asked you if you watched Hee-Haw, and you lied to me and said you didn't.
You know, let me tell
Wait
you
Wait a
something.
Minute. You asked her if she was watching Hee-Haw now.
I said, you watch Hee-Haw, God didn't tell you to do that. She said, I don't watch Hee-Haw.
When I was 8 years old, I'm almost 45 years old. That was on the television in the room that I was in. You see
a
few things
of it. A man's life is like a river. It is the same life at the brook as it is at the big delta. It's the same life at the stream as it is the broad shoulders of a river. And you watch Hee-Haw when you 8 years old. You watching Hee-Haw now.
What is he doing? What message did you get to have this play to portray Jesus in something that you're supposed to tell the story the way it was?
I got preachers paying big time to see the smoldering Jesus.
You are blaspheming Christ.
Oh,
you
now
should
we
not
got
be
to
proud
it.
Of it. And let me tell
now
you something.
We
this,
got
is getting you this is getting you publicity.
Just because I got you to admit
publicity
you watch Hee-Haw and Petticoat Junction, now you upset with me.
The wrath of God's going to pour on you like
wrath
you wouldn't
believe.
The wrath
of God's already pouring on me. I'm getting sued for knocking up some 15-year-old chick.
You have no idea what's going to lie in your future because of what you're doing right now.
I'll
you
tell
are
you right
planting
now,
bad seeds.
I'll tell you right now, the people are catching Jesus flying through the air every night because they want to catch Jesus.
Well, wait a minute, but they're getting a door prize for catching Jesus.
All right, so what? So they get a 21-inch fan.
This is a circus. This is a cheat.
What's Roy Clark wearing today?
What?
What's Roy Clark wearing today?
Oh, get off the Hee-Haw cracks, will
See,
you?
I'm going to tell you something.
Everything with the Hee-Haw.
Let me tell you something, sir.
And then I got to
you know
take
what?
A break here.
I don't really feel sorry for you.
Fuck
I think you're
Stu.
A very sick rat.
I'm a rat. You know something? You must hate black people.
I love
black
people.
I finally found out what your problem is. You hate black people.
No, I don't
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you call
I
me a rat.
Approve.
Come on, you're never in the book. And
she was commenting
anyone.
On Jesus.
You don't like a black Jesus flying through the air. I bet you wouldn't like a black man flying through the air either.
You don't have to say these things because you have
and
no
the,
ground
and,
to stand
and,
on.
And
you
out
don't
in front
know
of your
heart.
Church, out in front of your church is the little sign that says "Come see the smoldering Jesus," doesn't it?
I don't recall putting that sign.
You don't recall putting that sign up. All right, look at Victoria. Thank you.
Would a black Superman bother you?